Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. This is Annette Knowles. Contained within Act 57 of 2018 are reporting requirements for DDAs. Adherence to the reporting requirements helps to strengthen the DDA's relationship with the state of Michigan's legislature and to provide performance data that tells a story about the DDA's utilization of TIF funding. I recently had a conversation with Travis Bukovic from the Michigan Department of Treasury. Travis's role as departmental analyst, who oversees the reporting of nearly 600 DDAs and other TIF authorities, makes him a uniquely qualified expert on this subject. Up next is our discussion. Well, hello, everyone. We are talking today with Travis Bukovic from the Michigan Department of Treasury about the very important topic of DDA reporting requirements. So welcome, Travis.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for taking some time out of your busy, busy day. I understand that reporting is going on right now, so we're really grateful that you could share a few minutes to talk to our members about DDA reporting requirements. So I am going to jump right in and ask. So, Travis, can you tell me what is the role of the Michigan Treasury when it comes to DDAs?
The Treasury has two specific roles laid out in the statute. The first one is to collect and compile annual reports. And then once we get the reports, I compile them and then I have to send them to the legislator. And the second part is to compel enforcement. So if you fail to turn in your annual report, Treasury has the authority to compel. So what that looks like is you'll receive a certified letter in the mail stating the non-compliance. So typically it's not turning in the annual report timely. And then once you receive that letter, you'll have 60 days to comply. And if you fail to comply within those 60 days, you could lose some or all of your TIF revenue. And the reason that it would only be some, and if you had a bond payment that you had to make, and you'd only be allowed to capture just enough to pay the bond and nothing more than that.
Okay, so it's really DDAs respond to the reporting requirements in a timely way. You mentioned that it's statutory. So is the statutory basis of the reporting requirements a state act?
Yes. So in 2018, they combined several tax immigrant finance authorities under one law. So DDAs, LDFAs, TIFAs, and corridor improvement authority, the other ones, they combined them all under the same statute. They pretty much just copied and pasted. And then they added a new section that applies to all of them, and that was Section 9. That's the reporting requirements that all authorities have to do, whether they have a TIF plan or not. So there's a few requirements there.
Okay. And the reporting requirements that apply to DDAs that you're specifically looking for is just that annual report, correct?
Well, there's actually three things that DDAs need to do to comply with the reporting requirements. And the first one is the annual report. That has to be submitted to Treasury and then all the taxing jurisdictions that the authority cap from. And that has to be submitted no later than 180 days after the end of your fiscal year. So that means if your fiscal year ended June 30th, you have to submit those to Treasury no later than December 31st. The second reporting requirement is you have to hold two informational meetings a year. The purpose of these are to inform the public of the goals and directions of the authority to be undertaken. They're not for voting on policy, budgets, or other operational matters. They're not subject to quorum, and no minutes are required. So what a lot of people do, they combine their informational meeting with either the city council board meeting or the DDA board meeting, because they can be held in conjunction with other meetings. The third reporting requirement is the website. Every authority shall create a website or utilize the municipality's website. And there's a whole list of things that need to be on there on your website. So the minutes from all the on there, annual budget, encumbered and unencumbered fund balances, annual audits need to be on there. The development online
contact information, a listing of current contracts with a description of contract, other documents related to the
management of the authority, and then also an synopsis of the authority, which includes, you know, for any tax increment revenues described in the income that are not expended within 5 years of the receipt, a description that provides the reason for accumulating funds and the time frame expended. Now, with money that's being acquired, it's seen as first in, first out. So if your authority is constantly spending money, so the oldest money is seen as being spent first. So therefore, just because you have money in your account for over 5 years doesn't necessarily mean you have to describe what you're doing with all that.
Okay, so it makes sense then that, for example, I'm just going to do some quick math in my head. If my annual budget is $100,000 and you have to spend that within 5 years, that pretty much means that you can't accumulate a fund balance of more than $500,000.
Yeah, yep, that'd be correct.
Easy math. Okay.
Yep.
I know you're checking regularly the annual reports, but how do we know, or who checks for the meetings, the informational meetings, and then the website? Is there anyone specifically, you know, double checking to make sure that those exist, or is it that the community is self-monitoring?
So there's a little, I'll start with the informational meeting. That one's a little harder to track. And what I recommend is when you come, usually they're combined with another meeting, and then just put in the board meeting that you had an informational meeting. So then there's some documentation that it was there. And then the website requirements is kind of self-monitoring and kind of myself too. You know, if I'm trying to reach out to an authority, I'll definitely go to their website and look up that contact information. So I can make contact with the authority. So that's another way. If I'm not seeing a website, then I can definitely make a phone call to the municipality about getting a website updated.
That's good information to know. I want to hone in a little bit on the annual report, because that seems to be the one that is, in my opinion, probably most important as far as the relationship with the state of Michigan is concerned. So what is the acceptable format for the annual report?
So Treasury puts out a new form every year. It's usually March or April when it comes out. And this form can be located at michigan.gov/treasury/local/LAFD/TIF. Another way to get to there, if you go to the Michigan Treasury website and you click on local government, if you go about halfway down the page, there's a link that says tax increment financing. So then once you reach that website, there's a list of all the forms for current year and the previous few years. And then it also has the email address to send once you complete that form.
The report asks for generalized, or actually not generalized, but very specific information regarding millage rates and TIF dollars that were collected from various taxing jurisdictions. It's a lot of information to gather, but there is help available within the community. So who within a city, village, or township can help supply the information to complete that annual report?
Yeah. So typically the local treasurer should have all the information, because they're the one who transmit the TIF revenue to the authority. That's who I deal with mostly, trying to get the reports. And then the other person, I'd say about, you know, 20% or more of the time would be the city or the village manager should have access to that information. And then if a DDA director does fill it out, they're typically getting that information from either one of those two, the local treasurer or the manager.
And I can also add to that, Travis, that when I served as a DDA director, I also consulted pretty frequently with our assessor, because they're the ones that are involved doing the reconciliation. Back to the annual reports, I know you pretty much scrutinize all of them. What are you looking for when you are auditing the reports that have been submitted?
Yeah, so once I get a report, I try to make sure that all the data is filled in. Data can only be entered once you open up the form, there's light blue cells in there, and then data can only be entered in there. So I'm looking for those to be filled out that are to be reasonable. You know, what year was your authority created? When was the last time you amended your TIF plan? And then I'm looking for revenues on there a couple different times. And I've seen it where people have been not consistent with that. So then I have to reach out. So your revenue should be consistent throughout there. I understand at the bottom of the form where it's the captured values, that could be slightly different because that's the formula. And if everybody, you know, paid their taxes, so that might be slightly off because you might not get all the revenue that was supposed to be there because someone didn't pay. Another area that I look at is your initial base value. That should be consistent throughout your time submitting the report. Very rarely will your initial value change unless you amend the boundaries of the district. The other part is that the property categories, you know, if I can tell when someone puts it on the wrong line there. So you just got to make sure when you're filling out the information that it's accurate and correct the first time. And the millage rates too, those should be accurate too. They should all add up to what the authority is actually capturing. Because I can check that those rates too.
On the actual report, I know we talked in kind of some generalities here about what, where to get information and how to receive the form. And is there any assistance or training provided on actually, you know, especially for new directors who may look at this and not really understand or comprehend what it is? Is there any training or support on how to complete the forms?
Treasury doesn't really offer training, but there is support. You can definitely reach out to me and I can get back to you and answer any questions that you have regarding the annual report or the annual report form.
And if someone wanted to get more information, I know you included the website for the form itself moments ago, but is there anywhere that a director can find more information about the reporting requirements and the annual reports?
Came up with two places. First is the website, the michigan.gov/treasury/local/LAFD/TIF. That would be your first place to go about the annual report. On that website has the annual report forms and it has my contact information on there. So if you need to send me an email or a phone call, you can reach there. The second place I would recommend is understanding the statute. The statute's located at legislator.mi.gov. And what you're going to want to do is do a public act search, which is on the left-hand side of the website. And you're going to want to enter in Act 57 of 2018. And right there is the statute as laid out. So that way, you know, I even consult the statute quite a bit to make sure everything's, you know, following that.
Yeah. In my experience, you know, old Act 197 of 1975 often was changed. So going back and then the 2018 changes also made some substantive changes to DDA legislation. So we know it's kind of always there's always something, and it's helpful to reflect on and read up on that act more than once.
Maybe annually
might be a good thing. But well, Travis, I just wanted to thank you for helping us to understand a little bit more about what all these requirements are and where directors can find more information on, you know, why these forms are necessary and how important they are to help share the story of DDAs with their communities, and also even more importantly, without the DDA enabling legislation and the acts would not be in existence. So really, really important to make sure that everyone keeps a pulse on what's going on in their communities and sharing that story. So thanks again, Travis. We look forward to, I'm sure you look forward to having all of these forms from July 2023 fiscal year completed and behind you.
Thank you to Travis Bukovic from the Michigan Department of Treasury for keeping our members informed about the procedures and importance of DDA reporting requirements. You've been listening to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. See you next time.